Welcome to Cover 4. If you're a Section 4 football fan, you're in the right place. This is your podcast. I'm Coach Smith, and I'll be your host. Buckle up. Let's go. In this episode, Roger Neal will cover the A, AA, and B games. I will cover the C, D, and eight-player games. It's here, the second season, the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Take it easy, Coach Mora. The Section 4 coaches have this covered, unlike you did. Over the course of this weekend, there will be 10 semifinal games, 4 on Friday and 6 on Saturday. 20 teams will be competing for the right to play for a Section 4 championship. Of the 10 games, all are regular season rematches with the exception of one game. Two teams will have a bye, knowing they will definitely be playing for a Section 4 championship, they just don't know who. And Section 4 has two teams, Maine Endwell and Tioga, seeking their third straight state championship. Well, Roger, it's here, the second season, the playoffs. What do you got for us, Coach?
All right, some good games hopefully coming up on the schedule. A couple of unique situations in that in AA and A, there are only three teams involved in Section 4. So thus we have a couple of the lower two seeds in the division playing, and then the winner will go on and take on the team that has a bye. So here's what it looks like. AA, the Binghamton Patriots will be in action. They play at Elmira. And in that game, Binghamton's 1-8. Their only win this year coming over the JC Wildcats, while Elmira is 3-5. In the regular season, Elmira had no problem rolling to a 59-8 win over the Patriots. They were up at the half 40-6. Let's take a look at the statistics here. And sometimes the stats do tell the tale of the way the season has gone. For Binghamton, they have given up an average of almost 43 points a game. Well, they've scored 18. So dramatically giving up more points than they have scored throughout the season in pretty much any contest. Meanwhile, for Elmira, well, they have been able to come up with a 23 point per game against scoring. So they've given up more. They've scored 18 themselves. So they're on the negative side, if you will, as well. So we'll see what happens in this one. It's at Elmira. They've got the home field advantage. And of course, the winner between Binghamton and Elmira will match up next weekend at the number one seed sitting out and watching in this contest. It will match up against the team that wins. And in the regular season, Corning was able to beat both teams, so they do have the edge in that department. What about Class A? UB Tigers journey to Horseheads. The Tigers are 3-5. They've won two straight in the regular season. Horseheads 6-3, and they've lost two in a row. So two teams going in different directions. In the regular season matchup, a close one. Horseheads was able to beat the UB Tigers 20-13. Now, the winner of the game coming up at Horseheads will match up next weekend at number one seed Vestal. Vestal went on to beat Horseheads in the regular season 28-7, but they lost a barn burner at Vestal. UE beat them 14-12 in the regular season. So we'll see what happens in that game. For the UE Tigers, they've averaged 19 points a game, given up 29. Horseheads 34 on the plus side, scoring 20 against when they have been playing on defense. So that game is set for Class A. Meanwhile, in Class B, Owego will be at Windsor, and Owego brings a 4-4 record into the game. Windsor's 7-2, ranked 29th in New York State. Regular season matchup, it was Windsor coming up with a 12-7 win over Owego. Meanwhile, the other game, the semifinal in Class B, Norwich will try to end the long winning streak for Maine Endwell. Norwich comes into that game 4-5. The Spartans are 8-0. How hot are they? Well, they're number one in the state. They've won, going back a couple of seasons, 30 consecutive games. In the regular campaign, many thought, well, this could be a close game. No, Maine Endwell won it 56-20. How about the Spartans averaging 51.5 points a game? They've given up 15.5. Now, even more dramatic in that major advantage is that they played often at least a quarter, sometimes a half of a game with their second or third teamers in there. So it's not just that they have put up those incredible numbers with the first team all the time. They've done it as a well-rounded unit on both sides of the football. So they are looking to extend that winning streak and move into the championship round in the B competition. So that is going to put the onus on Norwich to come up with pretty much what I think would have to be a perfect game if they want to stop ME's Express. But we'll see. That's why they call it the playoffs in the postseason. So it should be an entertaining slate. Double A, Class B, and of course it all will come up to the championship round next weekend. Tim?
Roger, thank you very much, and I appreciate your flexibility. Roger's on the road, and he's coming to us from his mobile studio on four wheels. It kind of reminds me, Roger, those couple of games you and I had to do when technology went south on us, and we kind of swapped the smartphone back and forth. Really appreciate your flexibility and also your insight and attention to detail setting us up for this playoff weekend. So thanks very much, Coach. My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Now for the Class C games, both which will be played Friday evening at 7 p.m. Our first game has Susquehanna Valley, led by Coach Ford, traveling to Waverly, led by longtime Coach Miller. This is a Week 6 rematch at Susquehanna Valley, won by Waverly 42-12. Susquehanna Valley averages 23 points a game and allows 24. Waverly is on a 7-game win streak and are the reigning Section 4 Class C champions, currently ranked 5th in New York State, and Waverly averages 40 points a game and allows 12. The other 7 o'clock game on Friday will have Watkins Glen Odessa Montour, led by Coach Holland, travels to Shenango Forks to take on the Blue Devils, led by Coach Hogan. This is a Week 2 rematch at Watkins Glen Odessa Montour, won by Shenango Forks 40-8. Watkins Glen Odessa Montour is riding a 3-game winning streak, and they're currently received the New York State honorable mention. Watkins Glen Odessa Montour averages 30 points per game and allows 22. Shenango Forks is on a 2-game win streak, currently tied for 20th in New York State. And Shenango Forks averages 30 points a game and allows 10 points. Now for the Class D games. Both will be Saturday at Susquehanna Valley. The 12 o'clock game will have Walton, led by Coach Hoover. Where have I heard that name before? Hoover. Oh, yeah. His dad, who's on the staff with him, is currently the winningest coach in Section 4. And his grandfather wasn't too bad at Vestal either. They're going to take on Tioga, led by Coach Ayalo, who's making his own mark in Section 4. This is a Week 4 rematch at Walton, won by Tioga 55-8. Walton currently received New York State honorable mention and averages 25 points a game and allows 20. Tioga is riding the longest win streak in Section 4 currently at 36 games, and they're ranked number one in New York State and seeking their third consecutive state title. Tioga averages 52 points a game and allows only 8. The 3 p.m. game will be Newark Valley, led by Coach Hardenstein, versus Delhi, led by Coach Newman. This is a Week 7 rematch at Newark Valley, won by Delhi 21-14, in a game that was scoreless until the second half. Newark Valley averages 20 points a game and allows 23. Delhi is riding a 5-game win streak and are currently ranked number 6 in New York State. Delhi averages 39 points a game and allows only 16. Now for our final classification, the 8-player classification. Both of these games will be on Saturday at Union Endicott. In the 12 p.m. game, Unitego Franklin, led by Coach Marconi, is going to take on Moravia, led by Coach Ott. These two teams did not play each other during the regular season. Unitego Franklin averages 30 points a game and allows 28, and they received honorable mention in New York State this week. Moravia is on a 9-game win streak, currently undefeated and ranked number 2 in New York State. Moravia averages 62 points a game and allows only 5. That's 62 points a game and only allows 5. The 3 p.m. game is Trumansburg, led by Coach Munoz, versus Green, led by Coach Gorton. This is a Week 6 rematch won by Trumansburg at home, 60-19. Trumansburg is ranked number 6th in New York State and has scored 60 or more 4 times. Trumansburg averages 54 points a game and allows 15. Green received honorable mention this week and has scored 50 points once and 60 points once. Green averages 33 points a game and allows 21. Enjoy this weekend. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Tell your friends to visit cover4.com and be the next fan up. Your inputs are never out of bounds. In football and life, it's not where we line up, it's where we wind up. Thank you for listening to the Cover 4 podcast.